Welcome back to Reflections. Your host, Jorge Gonzalez, and most of the program has been discussing, you know, Iran, and my reflections on the trip to Iran as a backdrop to my discussions of what's happening now. And when we left, ended the last segment, I was referring to my fourth article entitled "Women in Iran," and basically that although there's these requirements of segregation on the other hand, you know, women, you know, they run businesses, they vote, they drive taxis, they practice professionally, and they're full, you know, involvement in the economy. And there's no segregation in the public establishments, the stores or the restaurants, parks, museums, you know, et cetera. Not only is there no segregation, but one is surprised to see women smoking the group water pipe, either with other women or in mixed gender groups. One of the, is that kind of strange, because they had the segregation on the buses, et cetera, but yet on the domestic flights, on the Iranian airlines, they didn't have the segregation. I mentioned this to the Iranian guide, and I said, "Why is that?" You know, he kind of looked at me, that's it. The last paragraph of the article says, "In short, gender rules, especially as applied to women, is one of the more interesting aspects of the Iranian tourist experience. One could argue that these rules are indicative of the respectful attitude towards women, while at the same time not impeding the development of women in their role in society. On the other hand, of course, in the religious sphere, something that I, as a Roman Catholic, cannot criticize." I've talked before that, my religion is relatively, segregates the men from the women. And I've criticized that, but let's not get into that. Okay, so let me then give you my point of view in terms of Iran, and going from, you know, the article by Luis Aníbal on the chaos, and these my thoughts are, you know, basically almost my prayers or my hopes, you know. Both from an Iran and the U.S. Israel point of view, I see them both, you know, practicing taruf, which we've just been discussing, which is this blatant saying we're so much better, we're gonna completely desolate you. We're, you know, it's just the exaggeration of how well you've done or you're doing. And both are undertaking this, you know, whether you like or you don't like Trump, you have to agree. I think that Trump loves to completely exaggerate, you know, what he thinks are to his benefit, and exaggerate to what he thinks are to his detriment. I mean, it's truth to the great degree. So this can be, unfortunately, very dangerous, and that's one of my concerns on both sides. And after visiting Vietnam and Iran, and both for the same reason, to understand the cultures. And Vietnam, I came to the conclusion, Pinky and I came to the conclusion, that the only way and I think the U.S. did too, finally, that the only way you could win against the Vietnamese, the Viet Cong, and the North Vietnamese, was to completely destroy the whole country. I mean, they were ready. They were ready. They couldn't believe that Hanoi had not been bombed and shattered. At that time, the U.S. was a little bit more careful in protecting the civilian population and structures. But you had to kill all of them. And Iran, I fear, is and the same thing I feel with Ukraine after seeing, you know, fire and what was it? There was a documentary back in, you know, Winter and Fire, that Russia's going to have to, you know, basically destroy the whole country like Israel also did with Hamas in Gaza. There's just these countries and these sections that are so proud, and when they say liberty or death, they really mean it. And I don't know. I mean, I think that based on my experience of what I've seen and everything, that these are very proud people. And with a culture and a religion that goes way back, and it's gonna be tough to subjugate them. So that's my second thought. And we'll see what happens. You already have heard my position, you know, of the cats and the dogs. You know, the Iranian with this Taruf, the sly and all, you know, we probably consider ourselves, you know, more the loyal dog, and so it's hard to pin them down, you know, and all. So that's the third comment, you know, respect to the reflecting on the situation we ran right now, the real issue here, unfortunately, I think, you know, is oil. And the administration, a U.S. administration based on one in Venezuela, now with Iran, to a great extent is controlling oil production, reducing, you know, the renewable energy. But the fossil fuels, controlling it. And a good friend, we had not a discussion. He was telling me his position, that this whole thing is basically the control of oil, which is important in terms of backing up the dollar, that the movement that sort of reduce reduce the power of the dollar throughout the world is the main goal here. Whether it's true that or not, but it's pretty clear that oil is the critical thing. And one of the things that has happened in terms of the oil, the petroleum, you know, Trump just recently reduced some of the restrictions on Russia so that more Russian oil can be put on the market, so as to reduce the pressure on the increases of the prices on petroleum. So it is a petroleum issue, whether we like it or not, and that's where we are. The other thought here is that I would thought that we know Iran was an ally of Russia in Syria and in other places, but more particularly for my interests in Ukraine, and provided tremendous amount of drones and all to Russia to attack Ukraine. And now, you know, as we know, that war is a war of drones. That's what the Ukraine-Russian war is now, a drone war. And I was thinking that elimination of the tactical weapons in Iran would be helpful in terms of reducing its production for Ukraine, but. On the other hand, and that may be true, but on the other hand, now Russian oil is worth more, and if they reduce the restrictions, they're going to be able. So they're going to have more money, and with more, Russia's going to have more money, and with more money, it's going to be help them continue to fight with Ukraine. I've always had the problem with the elimination of the agreement that Obama and Russia and I think it's France, you know, signed with Iran, and with the backing of the United Nations. The not living up to the agreements makes it harder to, and the negotiations have taken place. Within the negotiations, the U.S., rightfully or wrongfully, within the negotiations, went in with Israel and attacked Iran. To a great extent, I think to the surprise of Iran, to a great extent, I think to a certain extent not. And when you start not being able to trust the other person once agreements are signed or you're under negotiations, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to settle this thing, from a practical standpoint. The other concern I have, and I haven't seen that many people mention this, but North Korea has been helping Russia and Ukraine with weapons and troops, and I'm fearful that and indirectly China's been helping Russia and Ukraine, and I just fear that this could bring in North Korean help and Chinese help to Iran, which then really complicates the problem. So those are my thoughts on Iran. It's chaotic to say that there's any silver bullet, but I my general feeling is that it's a complicated country, very, very proud. And things have not been done very well to reduce the chaos and its danger to the world. The elimination of the Ayatollah and other leaders there, whether that will be successful in the long run or do more harm than good, I have some serious concerns in that regard. So keep fingers crossed. Pray that the solutions that are ends up with some peace happen, but I'm not too optimistic. And talking, and I wanted to end, with this concern of not living up to your contracts and all, which as a lawyer has deep concerns for me, and just on two levels, and each one could, especially the first one could be a program or two by themselves. But the decision by our administration to not I don't want to say live up to tack the agreement of extension with the LUMA contract as being invalid. Just it raises concerns for me. It creates doubts about our credibility and our living up to our agreement. It not only does that, but I find it very difficult to take the position that we're undertaking that we can. This document was extension, it was invalid, and there's no agreement. And yet, the LUMA should be forced to live up to the contractual portion of a 2-year, logical, normal transition to whoever comes out. I mean, how can you have it both ways? So I have concern whenever a government, when the U.S. With the Iranian agreement or with Puerto Rico with LUMA or Puerto Rico, the article that came out on the 11th of March said, this lady who has her home in an area that has been all around her behind Ciudadela in the area of San Mateo has been turned into a park, and her property was expropriated, but she never left. She never left and was not evicted. And the money that was put in court, she never claimed it. And then a letter came out, back in 2023 from the Puerto Rico owner, La Autoridad de Financiamiento de Vivienda, the housing finance authority, saying that you know that she would be allowed to live there as and long, so long as she it was her residence, they would not take any action against her, etc. And now they're evicting her. And the persons that have been developing the park there, the Prouty Group, have worked with her and are not are against, you know, taking her out of there. So, you know, why the government gets into these things, they're challenging that particular letter sent by an agency. You know, why? Why create this lack of credibility? So Hector is waving. I often have time. I've got problems with the time going, but this has been one of the worst. I really got myself, you know, passionately involved in these topics of Iran and breaking a contract. So, at the end, you know, this is my final words: have self confidence, balance it, be careful. You know, balance it, and in terms of try to live up to your contracts and to your commitments. It is critical for your trustworthy as you move forward. So, take care. Que Dios lo bendiga. I'll see you next week.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge González, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.